Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come back in your place of listening, wherever you may be. I trust that this day's caught you doing fine, and you've been to the house of God, heard the word of God. Amen. And getting ready, maybe go back to the house of God again tonight, hear the word of God again. If there ever was a time that we need the word of God, it's the day that we're in. We're slipping further and further away from it as time goes. But I say it's good, myself personally, to know God. Good to have His book to read. So if you got your Bibles, come with us today to the book of Genesis. We're going to start in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. I've got a little thought we'd like to preach on. It takes light. It takes light. You out there that's lost and undone without God, God's going to have to break through and shine His light into your life, or you will never be saved. I know we've got the tradition today of going about and just talking people in and repeating this prayer after me and all this stuff, but till God moves, there ain't going to be no sinners get in. I'll tell you what, this carnal man, this flesh is enmity to God. Amen. It don't want nothing to do with God. And I don't care if you live to be 150 years old, if God don't break in with His light into your heart and shine His light in your heart, you will die lost without God. But when the light breaks in and reveals to you just how wicked and how sinful you are, then you can be saved. But let's look in the book of Genesis here. And so I'll start reading chapter 1 and verse number 1. Amen. And I'll read through about 5 verses, then we'll hop over to verse 14 and read a few verses there. And I want us to catch this. Amen. If you've got your Bible, if you ain't, get you a pencil and piece of paper and write it down. But in Genesis, the Bible said in chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Now you listen to what God said. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now you notice what the Bible said here. This is the first day of God's creation, when God, amen, divided a light from darkness. And God said, let there be light. Now let's get over to verse 14. Somebody says that's when God made daytime and nighttime, but not so. This is a different light than what that was. Verse 14, the Bible, for the first day, you remember, was the first day. And verse 14, and God said, let there be light in the firmaments of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for season and for days and years. And let them be for lights and the firmaments of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmaments of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now you notice both readings here. One of them, the first day, God said, let there be light. Amen. Then in the fourth day, God made the sun, the moon, the stars, and set them in the heavens to divide the day from the night. Bless your heart. We'll find back here if we'll look and study the scripture out. In verse number 4, and God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. darkness. Amen. And God tells us that we are not children of the dark, of the night, but children of the day. This light that God set here on the first day wasn't a thing in the world, but the darling Son of God that God set here, amen, on this earth to bring light over darkness, over sin. Amen. Bless your heart. And this was the first day. Bless your heart. So now every time a sinner ever gets right with God, he's going to take the light of God Almighty. Not the light of the sun and the moon, but the light that was in Genesis chapter 1, the first day when God said, "Let there be light." It's going to take that light to get in the heart of a sinner. Amen. Bless your heart. Now let's turn, if you would, amen, to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Let's see a little bit about this light. Now the Bible said here now, ain't God in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 3, the Bible said, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the gods of this world had blinded the mind of them, which believe not, lest the light," amen, there it is again, "lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ," ain't God, "who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, of the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake." Amen. Now listen now what the Bible said. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." How you read back in Genesis chapter 1, where God commanded the light to shine. Amen. Now bless your heart. You know what the light is today to get people in. It's not gathering around the Christmas tree, rocking around the Christmas tree. It's not, thank God, Santa Claus being down at Walmart getting your picture took with him. Amen. Bless your heart. It's not the Christmas tree. Amen. We're all decorated up. But the light is the Word of God. Amen. That God said for us. And the Bible said it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. It takes the preaching of the Word of God to the heart of a sinner. Amen. You'll never trick him in. At the gas pump, you'll never trick him in. At the checkout counter. But if they ever get in, they're going to have to say it under the preaching of the Word of God. Again, the Bible said it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Friend, the Bible said in Psalm chapter 119 and verse number 130, the Bible said, "The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Friend, now that Bible's plain right there. "Thanks be on the entrance of thy word giveth light." So when the Word of God is preached to a sinner, amen, when it enters into their ears, into their heart, it'll shine a light in their heart. It'll show them the corruptness. It'll show them the evilness. It'll show them how vile, how wicked they are. A Santa Claus won't do it. Amen. I bless your heart, but the Word of God has to enter in the heart of a sinner and shine the light of God's great heaven into their soul. Let them see where they are. God said, let there be light. I'm going to tell you something, friend. When the Word of God's preached to a sinner, that's where we've got a way in our day. Amen. We've got entertainment. We think we can have sayings and suppers and car washes. Amen. Everything in the world can entertain people. And there's no light there. Our sinners will come in. I'm satisfied. They'll go out. I'm satisfied. But when the man of God, that God has breathed on, God has laid His hand on him, and God has called him to preach, Paul said, separated him from his mother's womb unto the gospel. When a man gets separated, gets dedicated, amen, gets full of the Holy Ghost, and preach the Word of God to sinners, God will poke it down in their heart, and they will light shine on them. A man will never be saved till he sees the light. God bless your heart. You can mark her down, friend. Amen. You can say whatever you want to say and do whatever you want to do. I'm a friend, if a sinner ever gets saved, it's going to be because he said under the preaching of the Word of God. It takes the Word of God. Again, I want to quote. I don't think I can quote it too much. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching how to save them to believe. How you go back to the book of Acts. They was an Ethiopian eunuch. Had been up to the temple. How far to worship, the Bible said. And he's on his way back down riding in a chariot. And the Holy Ghost of God spoke unto Philip and said, he left a great revival. How to go out in the middle of the desert. How to one man. And the Bible said, when Philip got down to where the Ethiopian was, he was reading out of the blessed Word of God, Isaiah chapter 53, and Philip asked him and said, do you understand what you read? He said, how can I except some man explain it to me? And the Bible said he got up on the chariot, and the Bible said he began. Now again, the Bible said it pleases God through the foolishness of preaching to save them to believe. How Philip began at the very scripture that he was a reading and preached unto him of Jesus. And the Bible said of the eunuch, I said, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? He said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou shalt be. What happened, preacher? When the Philip was preaching, God turned the light on of the Ethiopian's heart, and he let him see, and he was preaching Jesus of the light of the world. Friend, we got everything in the world today. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to take Jesus. And God, he's going to have to be revealed to the heart of a sinner. We can do whatever we want to. Bible said in the Colossians, and God chapter number 1. Amen. The Bible said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance on the saints in light. Amen.
Amen. Them saints that the light of God's Word has shined in their heart, and they fell down and repented of their sins. Heard a story one time about a little boy standing up in the church house, and his daddy told him to sit down. Amen. He just kept standing there. Directly his daddy raised his voice and said, "I said, sit down." And the little boy sat down. And he was heard mumbling under his breath, "I'm sitting down in body, but I'm still standing up on the inside." You know, that's what the problem is today. We're going to church. We're religious on the outside. Amen. We're taking in with all the activities. But in our heart, we're still standing. Amen. To our own ways, our own desires, but never been made partakers of the saints in light. Friend, it's going to take the light of God's Word. I don't care what this world said. Amen. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching. I'll save them that believe. You can get it any way you want to. I heard a man one time, and I thought how dumb he was. Amen. I don't know whether he's even still alive or not, but I would like to meet him and tell him just how dumb he is. Amen. Driving down the road, there was a hitchhiker. After walking down the road, he stopped and picked him up. And they're driving down the road. Thanks be unto God in the Bible. And the man said, he was testifying to the hitchhiker. And the hitchhiker said, "I'll get out right on down here." And man pulled up and stop, and the hitchhiker couldn't get out because he had the door locked. He said, "You ain't a getting out of this car till you get saved." How dumb can you get? I thought, man, what you done? You picked up the wrong man. If he'd have picked me up when I was lost, amen, and told me he wasn't going to let me out till I got saved, amen, with no light shining in my heart, I'd have opened the door with his head. God bless your heart. It's going to take the light of God's Word. You know what got me to seeking God? What got me to praying? God's great heaven. I turned the Holy Ghost light of heaven on in my soul. I seen I was wretched. I was vile. I was unclean. I was headed to hell. But God, I turned the light on. And I seen where I was, and I began to seek the face of God. Help us, Lord, in this day we're in. We're trying every way that we are to get along, to get along. Amen. It don't matter with me. Amen. What anybody thinks about me, I done got past that years ago. But friend, I'm going to tell you something. God's going to call us preachers in one of these days, and we're going to give an account. God told that Paul told Timothy, said, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine." He said, "For the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heed to themselves teachers having itching ears. I turned their ears away from the truth and returned unto fables." Friend, we've got in that land time today where men just will not preach sinners lost. Amen. Say, folks, saints, they just won't preach it anymore. They're trying to mix light with darkness, and it won't work. Friends, you're either in the light or you're in darkness. You're not standing straddle the fence. God said, "I would you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth." Friend, you need to get somewhere where somebody is preaching the Word of God. You need to get there. You need to beg and pray for God to turn the light on. Hell is still real. Real people still go there. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Biggest majority, according to God's book, is going to hell. You better get somewhere and pray that God will turn the light on your heart. Amen. He said to hear who but talking about God who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. You know that's what God done to men after He preached, let the preacher preach to him. Amen. When he repents, God translates him out of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now let's go just for a few minutes out to the book of Acts. We have a recording here of a man by the name of Saul. Amen. The Bible said he kept the law above an average. Amen. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel, and he was educated to the highest. Amen. In the things of the law. I bless your heart. But he was still lost. Amen. All he had was a letter. And the Bible said the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. I bless your heart. Now you go back again. It pleased God through the foolishness. I preaching to save them that believe. Here was a man that had letters. From the high priest, you get back in the chapter before this. When Stephen's dragged back, full of the Holy Ghost, and his face shined like an angel, and preached the word of God to him. Amen. The Bible said they stoned him and threw their coats down at the foot of a young man called Saul. Saul was consenting to the death of this young man. This Holy Ghost filled a man of God. They were consenting to his death. But in chapter number 9, when it's going down the road, thanks be unto God, that word Stephen had preached unto him. And I believe he was there on the day of Pentecost when Peter preached. Bless your heart. But it's going down the road. And while he's walking down the road, that word that was preached to him, back by Stephen, the Bible said, it was a light shined down from heaven. Oh, bless his name. That's what happened to a sinner friend. When the word of God's preached, it may be 2 or 3 days later, but God will. If he's after you, he will shine a light into your soul and let you see that you're lost and undone without God. But hear me, friend. Thanks be unto God. Find you a place somewhere. I don't care if it's off away from everybody. Fall on your face and repent. Amen. Confess to God that He's right and you're wrong. And friend, God will, for Christ's sake, forgive you of your sin. Here was a man. Bible said, and he journeyed here and came near Damascus. Suddenly, there shined a light around about him. A light from heaven. Amen. You know what that light was? It was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'd come down to where Saul was. Amen. He'd hear the preaching out of Stephen's. And God brought the light from that word. How Stephen preached and it shined in his heart. And the Bible said, and he fell to the earth. And hearing a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul. Amen. And he said, the Bible said, and he said unto, who art thou, Lord? And I'll go back up. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Jesus, and he said unto him, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. When the preached word of God, I've got Bible on here, when the preached word of God is laid down to us, amen, it will eventually get in our heart. It will quicken us. It will enlighten us. It will let us realize that we're lost and undone without God. He told him to go down there to one Ananias. Amen. He'd pray for him and he'd receive his sight. Friend, he was wandering around blind just like a sinner is. Amen. When you're lost and that light shines on you, you are blind. Amen. You can't see what to do or where to go. Somebody has got to preach to you and tell you to repent. Amen. Bless your heart. He went down to Ananias. Amen. Ananias called him Brother Saul. Amen. The Bible said he laid his hands on him and he received his sight. Amen. I like that, don't you? I'm glad the plan of salvation still works. Just like it always did. It ain't through games and gimmicks. It ain't through NIVs and no other nails. It'll come through the preaching of the Word of God and the workings of the Holy Ghost. Ain't got a prick in the heart of a sinner. Otherwise, you'll never be saved. You say, well, I'm just as good as so-and-so. You may be. Ain't God, you may be better than a lot of folks. But if you ain't been born again, God ain't shined His light on you, and you ain't turned to Him, you're just as destined to go to hell as a man can go. You notice hereafter, amen, see a time of getting short. Ain't God here in Acts chapter 9 and verse number 3, the Bible said a light from heaven. Acts chapter number 22 and verse number 6, where He is a testified. He said it was a great light. Acts 26 and verse 13, He said a light from heaven above the brightness, amen, of the sun. Every time He testified of what God done, how the light got brighter and brighter. I'm glad, friend, that's the way it is in the heart of a sinner. Once God shines a light and they repent, I'm glad they've got something to tell the world. Amen. What happened to them? We don't have to go down and sit on Santa Claus' knee. Amen. See if he's got anything to say. Amen. You can stand on the street corner. You can stand down here in some of these saloons they got on Main Street in Center Alabama and tell them, amen, that the light shined in your life. Amen. Jesus opened your eyes and you seen the glory of God. You got born again. God bless your heart, sinner. Hear me. You better get things right. We're headed to judgment. You and me both know our nation's in bad trouble. Amen. If we don't get saved, don't get right, don't just sit out there and make a mock of it. Amen. I'm preaching my heart out to you, trying to get you to get right with God. I'm not here to play with you. If I'm here just to play with you, I feel a whole lot better at the house on the couch. I feel bad in body. I'm a friend. These people dying and going to hell. And somebody needs to preach to them. Somebody needs to tell them that Jesus is the Savior. Jesus still saves. Jesus still delivers. Jesus still make a new creature. Jesus will change you from the inside out. Thanks be unto God. He'll put a new heart in you. I take out that heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Well, I see our time coming on. We'll turn it back to Brother John at this time.